The Hawks defeated North Melbourne by 39 points at the MCG on Saturday afternoon. The first quarter was something to behold. A backman these days at the Hawks is James Frawley, and he's joined us on Melbourne's Home of Footy. G'day, James.
G'day, boys. How are you going?
Yeah, really well. Hey, the first question I want to ask, I want to go back a couple of weeks. Your old club, the Demons, when they beat you a couple of weeks ago, did that really irk you?
Yeah, it did. It was, I probably didn't play, so... I had a sort of shoulder that week, mate, so...
Excuse me.
Still sitting in the stands. I was still a bit grumpy, but that's footy, I guess. They're playing good footy, and they're playing well, a good brand of attacking footy, so they did well.
James, did you get any sneaky SMSs from perhaps a few former teammates afterwards, though?
Nah, I didn't yet, mate, because the first time we beat them, 100, so I didn't give them anything. So,
right.
They were pretty good, mate. They were
awesome.
Caught up with them on Monday night after the game, and they were pretty good, mate.
I could imagine if any texts came back that way, Daniel, that a photo of the Premiership medallion might have been slipped back in the other direction. I reckon it would have been the ammo.
Exactly right, mate.
Just up your sleeve. But it was a shock loss from the footy world's point of view
two weeks
ago. And then what happened after that? Because after the game, if you're in the rooms, and the week last week leading up to the North Melbourne game, because that first quarter on the weekend was just out of this world.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I think probably perhaps the whole year we've probably started pretty slow in the first quarters. We had probably a strong emphasis during the week just to try and start well. And I think North are probably one of the best starting teams in the competition, so... We definitely had a big emphasis on that, going to the game, trying to start well, and it all worked out well on the weekend.
What's it like playing with Cyril, James?
It's pretty good, mate. You kick it in his area, and most of the time he's going to win the ball. So he's running the punt down the back, just kick it near Cyril, and usually gets the job done.
I reckon he's won 3 games for you, just him, this year. Do you reckon?
Yeah,
is that about right?
Probably more, mate. He's an absolute star. He tackling pressure he puts on, and you know, always creates stuff for his teammates and kicks goals himself. So he's a genuine star.
How did you find him around the club when you first got there?
He's just like any other bloke, really, mate. He's there having a joke with the boys, and making the boys laugh and playing pranks and jokes and stuff. So he's a great bloke to have around the club, and I think everyone loves him.
There's been a sense, James, this year that Hawthorn are just sort of travelling, first gear, haven't quite got in the second or third and really opened up the shoulder, so to speak, in a footy sense. Is there a sense, you've been around long enough now, is a sense now that because we're getting to the end of the season and there's a bit on the line now that's starting to change? Does the mood around the place change?
Oh, not really, I guess. I think you play footy to win every week, so... I guess the mood hasn't changed or anything. We're just trying to get there every week and trying to win the game and put ourselves in a good position to win the games and hopefully play top four. So that's our aim, to keep winning and staying on top of the ladder and give ourselves a good chance in the finals.
I know you won a final over at Subi last year in the final series, Jane, in September. What's it like with the Hawthorn mode of operation, the way that you guys playing at Subi?
I think it changed a little bit, but pretty similar to most grounds you play. But I guess playing at Subi, it's pretty long and skinny. Not many things change. I think you just maybe tweak things a little bit, but most things are pretty similar.
As we heard Cyril say today in one of the media conferences, James, that you've adjusted the boundary line, brought the boundary line in because of the width of Domain Stadium being much narrower than the MCG, training in that. So when you do that, is that a full ground type workout so you get an awareness of the space around you?
Yeah, we trained today. So we had a main train session today at Waverley Park. And like you said, they brought all the lines in, changed the centre square, and just try and see what it's like to play on Subiac Oval. A lot different, I guess. I think there's about 15, 20 metres between the 50-metre arc and the centre square. So a lot different than the MCG and Etihad Stadium and other grounds around Melbourne. So I guess you just get there and train and we do a few full ground drills and just try and get used to the dimensions of the ground.
It's a big night Friday night against West Coast. Of course, they defeated you last year in the first final. You beat Freo over there to get into the grand final and got the Chockies against the Eagles again. But we're getting some feedback off the SMS, James. It's there's some concern down in Bungaroo that... you've forgotten how to ride the tractor, to drive the tractor.
Oh,
your
no.
old man Mick reckons you just don't know how to find the tractor, let alone drive it anymore.
Well, my old man's an entity, is that a...
Well, somebody sent one in that's given us a bit of feedback on the fact that you are never in the tractor anymore.
No, not really, to be honest. It's pretty tough to get down the boat when you're playing every weekend, mate. So I'll try and get back there a little bit in the off-season. And, I guess the old man, he's always working pretty hard, so... I probably should put my hand up and probably go and drive a track this one a bit more.
Now, 11:16 SEM, we're going to be live from the main stadium from 8 this Friday night with Tim Gossage, Glenn Djakovic and Darren Gaspar. James, thanks for joining us, mate. We appreciate it. Good luck.
No worries, boys. Thanks.